This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I'm tired of being right about everything that's wrong in the world. I tell you, sounds like a country western song title, doesn't it? I'm tired of being right about everything that's wrong. But the latest example is this Vault 7 release from WikiLeaks, a dump of 8,000 CIA documents or pages of documents from the CIA. And once again, everything that I've been telling you for the last, decade or more, I warned you, your TVs are listening to you. They're spy devices from the government. I guess 10 years ago, that sounded kind of kooky because, people were naive. Honestly, most people aren't that bright in the mainstream. It's only the few people that want to learn something more, that sort of natural news readers or just independent thinkers like you, who even understand any of this stuff, frankly. The mainstream, they're just not that bright. So if you said to them 10 years ago, oh yeah, your TV is a spy device, the government's listening to you through your TV, right? They would say, get out your tinfoil hat there, you crazy kook. Yeah. What are you going to do? Meet up with the alien mothership on the far side of the Hale-Bopp comet? Wasn't there a California cult that actually believed that? Heaven's Gate. That's what it was. It was Heaven's Gate. Oh my God. Those people, they bought like Nike sneakers and they sat around and they were waiting for the mothership to come pick them up from. And the mothership was hiding, they said, on the far side of the comet. I think it was Hale-Bopp actually coming, or no, it was Halley's Comet, I believe. I don't even remember. I can't keep track of all their crazy stuff. In any case, people would think, if you told them all this 10 years ago, like your TV is a spy device, they would think you're crazy. Now we know it's true. I mean, I've known it's true for a long time. You probably have too, but now it's confirmed by the CIA's own documents. This was leaked by WikiLeaks now. And this blows away the Edward Snowden NSA leaks. Those were hugely important, don't get me wrong. Not slamming Snowden. He's an American hero as far as I'm concerned. But these new leaks from WikiLeaks, and God bless Julian Assange, let me tell you, no one has ever gotten more done from inside an embassy in the history of embassies. I'll tell you that much. This guy's amazing. We now know that the CIA can turn your Samsung smart TV into a spy device without your knowledge, and it even has a fake off mode where you think you turned it off, but it's still on. Yeah, imagine that. And it's listening to you, it's recording your audio, your private conversations, and it's uploading that to the CIA. And that's not all. The CIA also can control your smartphone, your Android device, your iPhone, your laptop, your Apple iOS, your Microsoft Windows, even your Linux router can be controlled by the CIA because they've got hundreds of zero-day exploits that basically just take over your system and can bypass all your encryption, everything. And, the funny thing is, I've known about this for so long, and there was a part of me that hoped it wasn't true. You ever have that kind of a moment where you're onto something, you realize that something really big and nefarious is quite true? There's some big sinister truth in the world, like, chemotherapy kills more people than cancer, or there's mercury in the vaccines that are injected into expectant mothers, right? And you think, there's a part of your brain where you think, God, I hope that that's not true, because I don't want to be right about this thing, because it's evil. It's destructive. It's harmful. It's disturbing. I don't want to be right about that. And yet it turns out time and time again, people like us, we are right again and again and again. And I'm tired of being right about everything that's wrong in this world. Getting kind of getting kind of sickening, actually, being right all the time about all this crazy stuff. Now, the CIA doesn't give a crap about most people, so the truth is the average American is not really, like, they're not going to monitor the average American's conversations, because what are those conversations anyway? All they're talking about is what's on TV that night, because they're morons, right? It's like, who cares? The CIA doesn't care about what the average Joe is saying to the football game on TV. They don't care. You're watching some, you know, late night comedy, whatever, Jimmy Kimmel. They don't care. That person is not even important to the CIA. What they are doing with this technology is they're blackmailing the influential people. So using this technology, the CIA can blackmail, they can gather dirt on everybody who's in a position of power. A member of Congress, a senator, a governor, a president, or someone high up in the DNC, for example, or the RNC. A president of a foreign nation. How about a U.S. Supreme Court justice named Roberts, for example, who I'm convinced was blackmailed over Obamacare? The CIA can gather all this information on and dirt on everybody, and so can the NSA, by the way. So if you're a Supreme Court justice, you've got two agencies at minimum digging through your laptop trying to find anything they can use to blackmail you from the seemingly innocent. Maybe Chief Justice Roberts is a cross-dresser, you know? I don't care. But maybe they would blackmail him with that. To the far more severe, maybe there's some other person they're trying to blackmail, Anthony Weiner, for example, who's got naked kitty pics on his laptop, for example. I'm not saying he does, although he probably does. I'm just saying that's an example. These people are perverts, man. So they could blackmail all these people in positions of power just by, you know, harvesting their pictures and their emails and their web surfing habits and their home videos or whatever they have. Because, you know, the truth be told, most of these people that are in these positions of power, they're messed up in the head. They're psychologically imbalanced. They're sociopaths sometimes and megalomaniacs and weird perverts. Why do you think there's all this weird pedophilia in Washington, D.C., the center of political power for the country? That's because they're all power-hungry, weird, pervert people. And their weird habits go into all kinds of areas, not just sexuality, but also who knows what else. I can't even imagine. But the point is, there's dirt on all these people, if you can just find it. And the CIA has apparently perfected a way to find it, which means that the people that you thought you elected to represent you in Washington, they don't represent you at all. They're blackmailed by the CIA or the NSA to vote the way that those people want them to vote. I mean, seriously, who are they going to listen to? You, the public, who has no real power over them, or the guy at the NSA that got a hold of their naked kitty pictures and is using them to blackmail them to vote the way they want? I mean, seriously, who are they going to listen to? Pretty easy to figure that out, isn't it? So these people are being blackmailed. No question about it. Maybe that's going to come out in the next batch of the CIA emails, by the way, the document dump. I'm telling you this because it's an obvious analysis. Again, I'm tired of being right about everything that's wrong in the world, but I'm telling you, this is happening. I was right about everything else. I was right about the spy machine, the surveillance state, the police state, the Patriot Act, the NSA, all that stuff. You know, I talked about it publicly before it was known publicly. And so I'm telling you now, the same thing here. They're blackmailing everybody in a position of influence. So what we're actually living under then is not a democracy. It's not a democratic republic. It is a technocratic, technocracy. It's not quite, doesn't quite capture it, does it? It's a totalitarian, a tyrannical technocracy. A tyrannocracy, something like that. Basically, the people who control the technology control society. They are the ones calling the shots. And everybody else is just a puppet to them, especially in Washington, where everybody's got dirt on them. Well, everybody except Ron Paul. Ron Paul is an honest, balanced person who doesn't go visit prostitutes. And he doesn't try to hire, I don't know, 14-year-old male escorts or whatever. Ron Paul's not that guy. So they couldn't get Ron Paul. And there's probably other people like that who are normal. Maybe a few here and there. Maybe Rand Paul is normal too. But believe me, the vast majority of these perverts in Washington, they've got dirt on them, so they're easy to control if, you know, from the CIA who's got all this dirt on them. Very simple to blackmail. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that your election, your votes have a lot less power than you think. I mean, we managed to vote Trump into office, and Trump is going to be hard to bring down with blackmail. But they tried. Remember the audio tape of him grabbing things? So they tried, but they failed, because frankly, nobody cares about that from Trump. But other people won't back down. They'll give in so they can be controlled. Trump would be like, screw yourself, you know? So what? You got photos of his wife posing nude, whatever. He's like, I'm going to save America anyway. Screw you guys. But a lot of these people in Washington, they've got some compromising, crazy stuff that they don't want to get out into the public because they're deviants. Let's just put it that way. Deviants with a capital D. Washington DVNC should be the name of the town. That's what the D in DC stands for, is deviant. Washington DVNC. Welcome to the nation's capital. We're going to tour the pizza parlor today in Washington DVNC. Yeah, that's okay. That's as far as I'm going to go on that one, because I like living. So moving on, the only people the CIA can't compromise is people who actually lead an ethical life without committing all kinds of crazy deviant behavior. So for example, they couldn't compromise me. You know, the CIA put out a hit on me. Well, a character assassination hit, not like a bullet to the head type of hit. Not yet, anyway. They tried to take me down like 2 weeks ago, right? All they can do is attack things I've said. They can't attack. There's no tapes. There's no photos. There's no videos. Because I don't go anywhere. And I don't have weird deviant, you know, habits or desires or just weird crap like that. I'm not like that. I don't even smoke. I don't even drink. I don't even like being around people who are drinking and smoking and partying and whatever. So they couldn't get any of that on me, so they try the other route, is to call you anti-science, you know. With Trump, kind of the same thing. Trump's like a clean guy, kind of like me in that way. Like, Trump doesn't drink alcohol. I don't either. Trump doesn't smoke. You know, I don't smoke. Neither one of us wants to be injected with foreign DNA from African green monkey kidney cells, you know, in the form of vaccines, because that's what's in them, by the way. CDC already admitted that. I just covered that on Natural News. So, you know, we're kind of clean living people, actually. You know, we eat organic. You know, we don't get tattoos. I've never had a tattoo in my life. I'm not about to get one. Don't have anything against other people who have tattoos, but I know what's in that tattoo ink. It's a lot of mercury, and I'm not injecting it into my skin. Thank you very much. So, you know, we're just kind of clean living people. We're like normal everyday people, frankly. So we're hard to blackmail. It's like you can't blackmail someone who's not willing to go out and, you know, end up in a hotel room with a bunch of prostitutes urinating on bed sheets or whatever people do in Washington, DVNC. I don't know, golden showers for your congressman or whatever that is. I never even understood that. I'm like, you know, I have goats at the farm, and sometimes the goats walking along, the goat will just start urinating on my shoe. And I was like, that is gross. What? Why are you peeing on my shoe? Why would you pay someone to urinate, like prostitutes, to urinate on bed sheets? I tell you what, if any of you out there want to have a golden shower,
I've got a bunch of goats that will be happy to do that for you at no charge. They are really good at it. They will pee all over you if you give them the chance. They just stop and pee wherever they could pee and eat at the same time. They're like chewing on shrubs and urinating at the same time. They're amazing. They've got like four stomachs and two brains. Like whatever's going on the rear end of those goats is totally disconnected from the front end. They can be out looking around and they're pooping and peeing in the backside. And you just got to make sure that your boots and shoes and are not in the way. And every once in a while, you're just standing there. You're you know, doing something, I don't know, talking on the phone or whatever. And a goat will come up and start eating your clothes. I'm just nibbling on your jacket, your shirt, your jeans. Like one day I'm standing there and I feel something tugging on the back of my knee. And I look back, there's a goat trying to eat my jeans. like so if you're into weird, I don't know, weird edible clothing kind of golden shower things, I can send you a couple of goats. I can take care of that fetish for you right away. Maybe I should take them to Washington Deviancy and actually could have, you know, could earn a fortune there with the senators and everything. Who knows? That's how insane they are. But my point is, my only experience with golden showers is you know, uncontrolled ranch animals and me not getting my feet out of the way fast enough from whatever they're doing. And by the way, just from a permaculture point of view, I'm serious about this. Goat poop is the best fertilizer for all your garden plants. It's clean. It doesn't even smell bad. It's as far as poop goes, if you want a poop generating animal for your farm, get goats. They're awesome. You could just like, you could scoop it up. You could put it on the banana plants. You can put it in an orchard. You can, you know, we grow pecans out here in Texas. So pecan trees love it. So goat poop actually has a very practical purpose in a farm operation, permaculture operation, but I'm getting off track. How did I go from the CIA's secret spy machine to goat poop on pecan trees? Well, it's all related. You see, I've already laid that out for you. Anyway, the point is you don't live in a democracy. You don't live in a republic anymore. You live in a totalitarian blackmail operation that's controlling the perverts in Washington who are all compromised because they're sickos. So this is beyond the point of, you know, them being incompetent or them being dishonest or run by the lobbyists from the pharmaceutical companies or what have you. Yeah, all that's true. But beyond that, they're weird pervert deviants, and the techno people at the CIA and the NSA already have all the dirt on these guys. And they're just using that dirt against them to control all of society. They control what laws are passed. They control, you know, the leaks. That has a double meaning, but I'm talking about the leaks of information. Thank you very much. To control, you know, investigations or shutting them down or launching them, to control every major decision that happens in society is now controlled basically by the techno pervert harvesters. That's their job, is to harvest as much perversion as they can on the members of Congress and other influential people, and then use that against them. So that's the society we live under. We're basically at the mercy of perverts in Washington Deviancy. That's kind of sick. That's really sick if you think about it. It's supposed to be this grand republic, freedom and liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and based on due process and justice, the Bill of Rights, and wise men and women who could bring great foresight and opportunity and abundance to our society of reasoned men and women, and where equality and justice were principles that guided the actions of those who felt an obligation to serve the public interest, right? That's the myth. That's the narrative that we're all told. Like all these perverts are running for office and they say, oh yes, I want to serve.
I want to serve my country for the next 4 years. That's what they say. They want to serve. They're not serving anything. They're serving themselves. They're serving up golden showers in the hotel rooms. They're enriching. They're padding their own pockets. They're not serving you. They're not serving America. They're serving their own perverted self-interest. And the CIA's got their number. Now, CIA's been listening to all their cell phone conversations. I mean, even when they're not talking on the phone, just around their cell phone talking to their escort or whatever. That all those conversations are you know, vacuumed up by the CIA. They're not serving the public interest. They're serving their own perverted, warped self-interest. No wonder everything's falling apart. I mean, no wonder this whole empire experiment won't work much longer. I mean, no wonder it's headed for collapse. No wonder this whole idea of let's repeal and replace Obamacare is a total joke. It's not going to work. They're keeping all the stuff in place. I mean, you can't solve healthcare when you don't address why everybody's getting sick in the first place. All they're talking about is who pays for disease. That's not a healthcare reform system. Look, it's a joke. It's a total joke because these people, they're far more interested in getting it on in their little DC hotel rooms with who knows what, so maybe not even human for all we know, you know, bestiality and weird crap that they're into. Whatever, they're not focused on the country. They're not focused on what's good for the rest of the country. They're just focused on their weird little fantasies. And they're getting caught in the middle of their little warped fantasies, and they're getting blackmailed. That's it. That's what it has come to. That's what runs our country now. Bunch of puppet perverts controlled by the NSA and the CIA. There you go. I know it's kind of blunt. It's kind of raw, kind of a raw analysis. I hope there are some honest people left in Washington. I kind of seems like the place where if you go there and you are an honest person, you would be so repelled by the weirdness of it that you would try to flee as quickly as possible. Like, that's how I feel about Las Vegas, by the way. I've been to Vegas several times for trade shows and such. You know, there's a show, I forgot what it's called, Supply Side West or something, for the food industry, you know? It's in Vegas. I mean, one of them is. And I hate that town, man. I hate that town. Just the minute I land in Vegas, I just can't wait to leave. It's just this overriding energy of just desperation and perversion and weirdness and dishonesty, and everybody's fake and everybody's addicted to the little slot machines. You know, everybody's drinking and smoking and you know, the casinos, they don't even have any clocks anywhere. They try to make you confused. You can't find your way out. The whole city is a giant labyrinth, a maze. They have fake skies inside the buildings. You think you're outside, but you're not. You're still stuck inside. It's like a bad nightmare. That's Vegas. I mean, it is the most perverted, distorting place conceivable. I hate that place. I don't hate the people there, by the way. I'm not saying the people are bad. I'm just, the whole thing about Vegas is just, ugh, it's just sickening to me. I can't wait to leave. That's mostly why I don't even go to the trade shows there anymore. I just can't deal with that anymore. It's like, give me a forest, please. Let me just walk out in the forest. Why don't you people set up some tents and some booths out in the forest and call that a trade show? That, like, I could handle that. We'll walk on little dirt paths, see your little sign in the tree, we'll stop at your booth. That sounds like way more fun to me than being locked inside this artificial reality, which is Vegas, when everybody's all addicted to substances and addicted to sex and addicted to their weird perversions and everything else. It's like, please get me out of here. Can't even stand it. And they don't even let you walk to the trade show direct. You got to go through their stupid casino. I'm going on a Vegas rant, apparently. You got to walk through their stupid casino and pass all these people who can't do math. It's insulting to humanity. I don't want to have to weave my way through a bunch of crowds of people who can't do math to get to my trade show booth. You know what I'm saying? It's just insulting. God. Maybe I should host a math conference in Vegas. I bet nobody would show up for that. It's like, okay, today's lesson, probability 101.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the roulette wheel, because that seems to be a favorite among suckers. Yeah. Anyway, all right, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm sorry I'm getting off topic here. The point is, I'm tired of being right about everything that's wrong in the world. And there's a lot of weird, wrong stuff. And I wish that the world wasn't so evil and so warped, so distorted. I wish I could live in a society of, you know, people who were just a little more human. You know what I mean? that's pretty much it. It had a little more dignity, a little more reasoning capability, just some basic humanity would be nice for a change. You know, people who don't prey upon young, you know, trafficked little boys and girls or whatever they do. It's just freaking sick. All right. Whatever. We can't control them. All we can do is do our part, you know, to spread the word. We can live our lives with a sense of sanity and dignity, and we can try to help others around us. I get all that. I understand. We're gonna return back to the basic biblical roots here and just try to lead my life in a high integrity way, lead my life with morals and ethics, be honest in my dealings, and just hope to God that somehow that idea spreads in the world. And maybe one day we can live in a more honest, more dignified world. God, I hope that's the case. But I'm not holding out. I'm not going to bet on that, you know, getting back to Vegas and doing math. I'm not going to bet on that because I don't see any evidence yet that's happening. In any case, hope you do what I do. Just lead the best life you can. Be the most honest person you can. Try to help society. Try to uplift human knowledge. Try to protect life. You know, don't give in to these liars and these deceivers, and don't give in to, you know, substance abuse or weird addiction habits or any of that stuff. Just be a straight up person, you know, contribute something to humanity, tell the truth, expose liars and expose corruption, expose those who do harm, you know, the basic principles. That's it. And biblical principles, frankly, and well, in every religion, not just Christianity. Just live an honest, decent, dignified life. And I guess we got to say that's enough, because that's probably the most we're going to get in this twisted, warped society. All right, everybody. All right. Take care. I will too. I'm okay. And just get a little heated thinking about how twisted everything is, but I'm going to be fine. All right. Take care.
Click subscribe. Stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke.
compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.